Today is about remembering. We remember those who have lost their lives in war. But I wonder, why is it important to remember things? Not just on a grand day like this, but generally, why is it important to remember things? Yes, to learn lessons from what's happened before. That's very important. Why else is it good to remember things? Good to remember loved ones, yes, yeah. It's good to have happy memories sometimes, isn't it? Can you all remember where your houses are? Yes, there's some things that are pretty important that we remember, perhaps where our keys are and things like that. It's sometimes good to remember a particular route somewhere. We need to remember things we've learned so that we can perhaps do a job or a task we've been asked to do. But as we've said, it's good that we learn lessons from the past and don't make the same mistakes again. Do you have any tricks to help you remember things, anybody? Any helpful hints? Write them down. Yeah, that's a definite yes. Yes. Is anybody here a list person? Oh, yes. That's it. Isn't it great when you can cross things off your list? Yes. I also have, even though I've got a very old phone, not at all modern, it does have a reminder thing. So I have a little bleep coming up and it tells me what I have to remember. So that's always handy. Writing things down. You might have a place where you leave your keys and things like that each day. And if you need to take something out with you, perhaps you put that thing on top of your keys so you will remember, like a letter to post it. Those things are very important. A number of times throughout the Bible, God says to people, remember this, remember that, write it down, pass it on to future generations. Jesus said his followers should remember him, his teachings, the things he'd done, the things he'd showed them, so that they could go and share the good news about him. And the same is true of us today as his followers. And we'll be thinking a little bit more about that as the service goes on.